Hey, what's up, y'all? You tuned into Laced Up, your weekly source of all things about urban fashion and streetwear culture. I'm your host today, DJ Presto, here on radio.dominican.edu. Unfortunately, it is my last show of the semester, and it's been great telling y'all about whatever I'm passionate about, hoping to pass down some of this passion onto y'all. Thank you again if you've been a regular listener, this is your first time tuning in, but I greatly appreciate tuning in, hear me ramble on and on, whatnot. So thank you. Today's pretty interesting, since it is both mine and DJ Live's show today. We are actually on each other's show out here, so DJ Live is right here in the building. Say what's up.
Yeah, what up, what up?
Yeah. If y'all don't know, DJ Live has a show all about up-and-coming music called The Come Up. It's on Thursdays right before mine from 4 to 5. Well, can't really say that anymore because we're having more shows for this semester. But it was a fun ride, so I was grateful for the chance to do this. And thank you again for listening. But yeah. Let's get into this.
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into it.
DJ Live. So just as a quick overview or detailed overview of your outfit right now, what are you on today?
Awesome. So let me see. What do I have on today? Let me look at it real quick. Should I start top, bottom, or bottom up?
You should go bottom up.
Bottom up. All right. The shoes, I am wearing my black and white Air Jordan 1 OGs.
Whoa.
OG High Retro. Got you there. See, I went with OG first, but I said retro after. They have the Nike Air on them. That's what I like about them. After that, I'm wearing some Nike socks, you know, just in case someone wants to ball up or anything
ball
like
up
that.
On them.
In case anyone wants to ball up on me or anything like that. It. Yeah. And then right now I'm wearing black joggers. I got these from a local store in Sacramento called Good Stock, and I think they're Kennedy's or Golden Denim.
For sure.
Not
pretty
sure.
Pretty fresh, pretty fresh.
Yeah, and then I'm rocking think this is a swingman version of the Scottie Pippen's Bulls jersey.
Ooh.
And then,
where'd you get that?
Well, I got this. This was actually a crazy story because I forgot what the website was called, but there's this website. It's like an online thrift shop.
Oh, what? What's
yeah.
it called?
Honestly,
I forgot.
Nah, but I'll get that to you later because one of my roommates knows what it's called because he put me onto it.
For sure.
And I'll let you know about that later. But I copped it off that because I was going to a music festival. And I wanted something clean to wear that was kind of unique. Yeah. And I knew everyone was about to be rocking the Jordan 23 Bulls jersey. So I said, I'm going to go 10 numbers up and rock the Scottie Pippen 33 jersey.
Got to do it on him.
Yep. And then after that, I'm also wearing this Mad Decent bomber jacket. If you don't know, Mad Decent is a record label owned by Diplo.
Oh, for sure.
And so this... Well, Diplo is one of my favorite DJs and artists in general.
Oh, for sure.
And my girlfriend actually got me this for my birthday last year.
Hey.
It was really cool. It was a whole $200 bundle. And
that's
it came with a jacket, some stickers, a few shirts, some socks, and a portable charger.
For sure.
Yeah, the portable charger was a nice touch.
That's what's up. That's what's up. For sure. So, just a... Fill the listeners out on your like where are you from and like you know what's the fashion scene like out from like where are you from right now?
It is where I'm from. I'm from Sacramento, California. More specifically, I'm from a little town a little south of Sacramento called El Grove. And I lived there my whole life. It was growing up, the fashion was in high school, there was this website called Tumblr.
I still have one.
And a lot of... There was this thing that people would post, and it was literally just outfits.
OOTD.
And, yeah, OOTDs. And people were dressed in fresh for that, and a lot of people in Elk Grove like to do a lot of the OOTDs, and it was a good variation. My friends and I were really into, I was more of into the fashion stuff like Jordans and SBs, mm-hmm. Nike SBs and streetwear,
yeah,
and things like that. It was like me and a few of my boys, and then some of my other boys stuck to their socks and sandals, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But other than that, I would say Sacramento Elk Grove, they don't really have their own style. It's very, there's a variation to how people dress. Some people dress like they're from the Bay.
Yeah.
Some people dress like, you know, old school 90s in New York. Some people dress like rappers. And some people just come to school in sweats and mm-hmm. some t-shirts.
I feel it.
And just
campus
do...
Campus life.
Just do them. Yeah, campus yeah, life for
I
real.
Feel it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, are there any people in your life that, had like a huge influence on how you dress right now, like people close to you or anything like that?
People close to me, one of my boys, his name is Tavish, and if you're listening, I know he might be listening right now, he visited yesterday if you got to meet him.
Oh yeah.
So he just started working at Vans, and he started getting into Vans.
Hey, Vans
and
family.
That kind of brought my inspiration or my love for shoes back. I recently got a pair of these maroon skate highs from DJ Rowe actually and those are my favorite shoes to wear. I wore those every day for a few weeks. Yeah. But other than that, I would also say growing up my mom always dressed me up. So when I didn't want her to dress me anymore. It was heartbreaking
yeah,
for her.
But at the
same time, I always ask my mom for the cues. Because, guys, if you don't know this, your mom is the key to your success in the love game and finding
for
the love
sure,
game.
Because
if
sure.
you look nice to your mom, and your mom, actually, not going to lie, your mom's probably going to lie to you sometimes when you don't look good.
Sure.
So, but for real, my mom... And also my girlfriend. Every outfit that I wear, I got to pass it through her.
Yee.
So that's one thing. And I always go shopping with her. So I'm always picking out pieces and saying, does this look right?
Mm-hmm.
Would this look good with this or anything like that? And
that's what's up.
So she is probably the biggest influence that I have in my fashion right now.
I feel it. That's what's up. Any artists, any musical artists that influence how you dress?
Oh yeah, totally. One of my favorite music artists, and he doesn't really influence the way I dress, but some pieces that I picked up come straight from how he dresses. Kanye West.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about him today in my show, the elongated tee. I actually kind of like how he brought that look back. And who doesn't love Yeezys? I love Yeezys. I wish I could get a pair.
I need to get my hands on them.
Yeah, I actually missed a pre-registration link, and I could have gotten them for retail. But
oh, what?
Yeah, that was pretty sad. I was really sad.
I'd be pretty sad too.
But even his work with Nike before.
Nike
Air Yeezys.
The Yeezy 2s are like the nicest Yeezys to me, honestly.
Truly.
The nicest Yeezys.
I love the Yeezy 1s, but they were super bulky. And then when they came out,
really
the Yeezy 2s, I was just like, man.
Yo.
Nike made a perfect shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, they had to depart.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, I mean, I follow sneaker websites, and they like to do this celebrity sneaker spotted or whatever, and they really send like a journalist out to go and take pictures of people in their outfits.
Oh, what?
And one of the people who actually dress really fresh is Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And Justin Timberlake has this swag that I really can't put my finger on, because it's not like, one time I saw his like working out outfit, and it was still fire, and I was like, man,
you know what it was? Any details?
It was soccer sweats,
uh-huh,
and then just some like Nike Tech fleece shirt or something like that. But he was wearing Air Jordan 3s.
What?
Yeah. And which ones? It was the flips.
Oh, for sure.
And the flip Air Jordan 3s are my favorite Air Jordan 3s. So.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
The white or the black ones?
The white flips.
I feel it.
Yeah, and those were the ones he was wearing in the... And Justin Timberlake is one of my favorite artists as well. So.
Yeah, definitely.
So those two, Kanye West and Justin Timberlake, mm-hmm. definitely.
That's what's up. That's a really, you know, broad choice of people. I didn't expect that. That's what's up. So when you wake up in the morning, just like, you know, what goes through your mind when you're just trying to put together an outfit?
What goes through my mind when I'm trying to put together an outfit? It really depends on the day.
Yeah.
Some days I'm waking up 20 minutes before class and I really don't have time to think about what I'm wearing. So I just throw on. I actually have a go-to.
Really?
So my go-to outfit is always to have, depending on how hot it is.
Yeah.
Just always to have a t-shirt, pants, and socks ready. The day before.
Yeah.
So in case I do feel like dressing up, I can always switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, then I'll go with what I set out earlier.
Yeah, I feel it.
And that's pretty much what I do in the morning. I mean, I don't have any regular routine the hardest decision I have to make is what shoes to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shoes are always the... I feel like they're the nice finishing touch mm-hmm. on the outfit.
Being fresh always starts with your feet, if you don't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really, like, that's the... I feel like when people are worried about fashion, the shoes are the first thing they're going to look at.
Yeah, honestly.
And I'm always worried about what shoes I'm going to wear the next day. Other than that, I think the outfit just plays off the shoes.
I feel it. That's what's up. If you were to kind of just go off a different topic here, if you were to categorize the way you dress, how would you categorize the way you dress?
So remember when I told you earlier that I come from Sacramento and the way people dress there, mm-hmm. everyone dresses in various ways, in different ways.
Yeah.
And I think the way my wardrobe is set up or the way my closet is set up is everything complements each other mm-hmm. in a way. I'm kind of an efficient dresser.
Yeah.
So
makes sense.
I don't plan outfits or anything like that when I'm going shopping.
You kind of just have things that already go with everything.
I buy pieces that work and I think of
That's really smart.
In my closet and I just think of, oh, this will work with this or this will work with that. And because I don't want to go out and buy and have like 20 pairs of jeans.
Yeah.
They all look the same. You mm-hmm, know what I mean? Mm-hmm,
definitely.
Yeah. And that's about it. I feel like I just have pieces and I put them together.
Yeah, that's what's up. An efficient dresser. Never heard that one. That one's really good. So for you personally, do you dress to I guess, make a statement to people you see that day? Or do you just try to go for certain looks? Like, you just trying to be comfy, then you just comfy. You gotta invent that day, you just gotta dress nice. Like, do you?
Yeah, it really depends on how I feel that day.
I mean,
when I'm going for comfy, I go with the soccer sweats and the sweater, anything like that. But yeah, it really just depends. I personally don't go out of my way to dress to
make a statement
or anything like that. But I will wear like crazy colors just because I'm feeling it that day. Like, you know that Bob Marley
mm-hmm.
tie-dye shirt mm-hmm. that I have? I'll wear that on a random day and nobody will expect it. It's hilarious.
I feel it.
Yeah.
It's like your motive.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's funny. I'm just wondering, you know, where do you usually shop? You know, online or at the mall or trying to fill us in on that?
Of course. Every time I go back to Sacramento, there are local spots that I need to hit at least once a month. I go back to Sacramento at least twice a month. So one time that I go back, I have to go to the mall, hit my local shops or anything like that. There's this place in Sacramento called Good Stock, and it's located in the Arden Fair Mall. If you're ever in Sacramento, check that place out. It's pretty cool. It has a lot of the urban streetwear brands that you see like online or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, they sell their own stuff.
Yeah.
And so one of my favorite pieces that I actually picked up there was this gray elongated hoodie.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Actually, I lied. I got two for $40 hoodies there. Oh, and what? I was able to pick up a white one and a navy one.
That's what's up.
And it was really cool. And those were nice pieces because they're really different hoodies. Mm-hmm. They look different from other hoodies.
Regular standard.
They're just pullover. Yeah. But they had this little like crinkle in the neck. That looked pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw those, I was just like, man, I need to get my hands on those. And they were two for 40. So I was like, yeah, that's crazy.
Dude, why not?
On top of that, a store that's affiliated with Goodstock is called Get a Clue. And that's just another urban streetwear store.
Is that in Sac?
It's also in Sac. Oh, it's downtown. It was crazy because one time I was walking there and I just parked on this random street.
Yeah.
And I could not find it, but it was literally on the corner of where we parked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what?
And I was just, I was so mad because I kept walking straight down the street that I parked on.
Yeah.
And then my girl goes, oh, we needed to turn like a few blocks ago. I was like, dang it,
that's
man.
That's hella funny.
But yeah, I got to hit that spot every time. Mm-hmm. But other than that, just the mall or online.
Mall online. And any online shops you want to shed light on?
In terms of shoes.
Yeah.
If you've never heard of, have you ever heard of Kickswear Deals?
No, I have not.
Okay, so it's crazy because they do this. One of my favorite things about this website is they do a roundup every week of like the 20 best kicks deals this week or anything like that.
Dang.
And it's really a compilation of a bunch of websites, and it's just linked to those websites where those deals are.
So it's kind of like a Google, but of like sneakers.
But of
shopping.
Sneakers, yeah. And like it's funny because I don't know if they have it anymore, but they had streetwear deals too.
Oh, what?
Where they were, yeah, and it was like you could, they did the weekly roundup with the best streetwear deals, but I don't know if that's there anymore. Last time I tried to log on to it, it wasn't there.
What was the site name again?
Kicks Deals.
Kicks Deals, like
KICKSDEALS.com. Yeah, so if you need some sneakers, check that out. They have their weekly roundup. I don't know when it comes out usually, but the deals there are crazy. The one that I checked out this morning was $90 off some Tims.
What?
And so Tims are like $190 to $200. Yeah. So $100
like,
Tims.
Like damn. Crazy. That's crazy.
But
you get them?
I can buy them. I feel it. Unfortunately. But that deal was cool.
Yeah, that deal was crazy. I feel it. That's what's up. Any brands, any specific streetwear brands that you're really into?
Streetwear brands that I'm really into.
That you don't necessarily have to own, but like you're just into like the stuff they put out.
I really like, I don't have a piece, but I used to own, one of my boys gave me his hat before, and then I bought a hat from another person. It's Supreme.
Oh, so, yeah. So you gotta have Supreme on.
For some reason, the stuff that they put out, I was just showing DJ Presto yesterday their collection with Muhammad Ali.
Yeah,
coming
that was
up.
Crazy.
And it's so there. What I like about their clothing is that, at least the clean stuff that they put out, is that it's really simple.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And very minimalist.
But it's so, because it's Supreme.
Yeah.
People know. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
People know.
So I don't know. Whenever I see some dude on the streets with Supreme, I already know they're into the fashion game.
Yeah,
I feel or it, I they're feel into it. The skate game or whatever.
For sure.
Other than that, any other brands? I really like the craziness of Bape.
Yeah, I really like Bape too. I'm a huge fan of Bape.
My roommate has the Bape collaboration with Adidas, the Adidas Superstars.
Oh, Christian?
Yeah, yeah, and he has Christian. Those. And I remember when he got them, he showed them to me, and I was just like, man, those are crazy, but those are clean.
Yeah.
And I remember, I know he's trying to sell them right now. So if you want to get on those, but I think that's on the low, so I shouldn't have said that on the radio. It's cool.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bape collabs are crazy all the time.
Bape collabs are crazy. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, Vans is one of my favorite shoe brands.
Shout out Vans.
Air Jordan, obviously, Nike.
Mm-hmm.
And I know those aren't streetwear, but they're more sport brands.
They're more sport brands, but they still have influence on streetwear culture.
Yeah, definitely. Adidas, of course, with Yeezy going over there. Got to give love to Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, pretty much.
I feel it. Any trends right now? Not necessarily pieces, specific piece of clothing, but trends that you're like fan of.
I really like I said, that elongated tee that Kanye West brought back.
Definitely,
They're pretty cool. I really like, I think the whole advent of elongated tees really brought back the art of layering.
Definitely.
And so definitely. I think that's something that people don't really pay attention to before, at least. And now it's crazy because growing up, no one was ever putting long tees that flow out from the bottom. The only person doing that was Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
And he was a cartoon.
Yeah.
And so when Kanye did that, I was like, man, that's clean. And then my boy, you had him on your podcast last week.
Daniel,
when he started doing it, I was like, man, that was clean for sure.
Yeah.
And then I picked up a few pieces. They sell elongated tees at H&M now. So
dude, that's a really good point. Layering, the art of layering. That I've never really thought of it that way. That's what's up.
Oh, another trend that I like. I don't know if it's a trend, but Chelsea boots.
I've been trying to get a pair
of Chelsea boots for a really long time. And Daniel, the guy you had last week, he knows where to get everything. So I just ask him. He's another online source, I guess.
Very, very fashionably savvy. If you haven't checked that podcast out with my boy Daniel, it is on radio.dominican.edu. Go on student shows, Laced Up, and then show 7 is right there. Unfortunately, we couldn't be on air because the Creative and Scholarly Works conference was being aired. But if you're trying to listen to that, he has a lot of valuable knowledge about streetwear. Trying to listen to that, this is on my podcast. So yeah, let's get back to this interview. Would you say that you're some sort of a shoe head?
It was, the addiction to shoes was much worse when I was in high school.
In high school.
Yeah.
That's where it usually is worse, honestly.
It's really funny because now when I look back at how much I spent on shoes in high school, and I think to myself, like, man, you know how much food you could have ate with that?
Yeah.
You know, you went through high school starving, with not eating lunch, saving your lunch money just so you could buy some shoes.
At least you was fresh, though.
I was fresh. I was a nice little fresh 14-year-old kid.
That's what's
back
up.
Then. So, but I would still say that the fire is still in me every time I'm perusing shoe websites, and don't tell my teachers, but sometimes I'm doing it in class.
Yeah.
And just looking at shoe websites because I don't know why. I think there's so much history and so much culture behind them.
Definitely.
And
can't deny that they have so much culture and influence.
And shoes, I just think, are something that we take for granted.
Yeah.
You know, we don't understand. Some people in other countries, they don't get to wear shoes. And I just think we have such a
privilege
to be able to rock not just shoes, but
nice
quality shoes.
That is definitely a privilege right there. That's what's up. Do you know how old you were when you got into shoes, or how did you just even get into shoes in the first place?
I started in middle school when I was 12 years old. I really had a love for shoes growing up. My parents always laced me up in Jordans. My first pair of Jordans was the 13s. It was the gray toe 13s.
Oh, what?
But I had them in kid sizes, and I ruined those because I didn't know the value of them back then. I got them in third grade. But when I started really getting into shoes, like looking up history and starting to learn about them, it was when I was 12, and it was because of my boy Theo, and he had a lot of shoes, and he was a huge shoe head, and at the time, he's still my brother, but at the time we used to talk more.
Yeah.
And that's when we used to talk a lot about shoes.
I feel it.
That's all we used to talk about.
Definitely. I feel that. That's what's up. On that note, we're going to take a short musical break here. This song has actually been provided by a music guru himself, DJ Live. The song is called Just Friends by Music Soulchild. Any particular reason why this song?
Yo, Just Friends by Music Soulchild. This is a really old song, actually. And it's one of my favorite songs. I think it really just describes my relationship with my own girlfriend.
That's what's up.
So That is, I will keep it there. Listen to this song. Enjoy it.
All right. Stick around. This is radio.dominican.edu. Be right back.
Girl, I know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order for stepping to you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while, and I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. 'Cause I had to know your name and leave you with my number, and I hope that you would call me someday. If you want, you can give me yours too, and if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool, girl.
I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
No, no.
I just wanna know your name, and maybe sometime we can hook up and go just chill.
Damn, I'm surprised that you called, 'cause the way you walked away, see you no more. Since you didn't wanna give me your man, I thought that you were digging me and wasn't digging me. But anyway, what you doing tonight? I'll probably be quitting my peeps. If it's cool with you, maybe we'll swing by and you can just chill. Or you can just chill with me, long as you're comfortable and you feel secure when you're with me. 'Cause
I'm not trying to pressure you, just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
Oh yeah,
I just wanna know your name, and maybe sometime,
baby,
hey, welcome back, y'all. You're tuned in to Laced Up, your weekly source of everything about urban fashion, streetwear culture, whatever you want to call it. I'm your host, DJ Presto. You're tuned into radio.dominican.edu. Thank you again for tuning in on my last show here of the semester. It was really fun getting to learn all this. And thank you just for tuning in out there. If you've been a regular listener, or if you just stumbled on this page accidentally, I appreciate that. And we got DJ Live in the building here. Say what's up to the listeners out there, boy.
What's up? We out here.
Hey. So today we're kind of just mashing together, talking about a bunch of stuff here on my last show. Can't really tie it down to one topic or anything like that. And, you know, in our last segment, we really dug deep into DJ Live's influences and the way he dresses, what goes through his head when he's putting together what he wants to wear that day, all of that. And we got into a little bit about shoes and stuff. So that I kind of just sparked an idea, you know, trying to play a little game here, boy.
Yeah, of course. I got you, man. What are we playing?
For sure. So I'm just going to say, like something like a real, like, broad category. You want to say, like, shoes or, you know, brands or music, something like that. And then you got to name in 30 seconds or less a top five list of that category. And then I will, after that, I'll have 30 seconds to make one. And then we'll just talk and discuss our choices then.
Nice. So do you want, that? So in terms of shoes, do you want colorways too or just the model?
Colorways too.
For sure. Help.
Let's
do this.
For sure. So first top five list, and your 30 seconds will start soon, of Air Jordans. Go.
Air Jordan 3 Black Cement, Air Jordan 3 Flips, Air Jordan 1 Black and White, Air Jordan 11 Space Jams, and how much time do I have?
You have 15 more seconds.
Okay, that's good enough time. Let me think for 15 seconds. Air Jordan 10 Sacramento Kings.
For sure. That's what's up. All right,
so we got...
I'm going to do mine real quick.
We got DJ Presto's. All right, 30 seconds.
Air Jordans, right?
All right.
For sure.
All right, we got 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, for sure. Let's go. Number 5 would be Black Cement 5s. 4 would be, I want to say... Cement 4s. Number 3 would definitely be Royal 1s. And number 2 would be... I want to say Space Jam 11s, and number 1 would be White Cement 3s, hands down.
Nice, you got that in 28 seconds.
28 seconds, here we go. That's what's up. All right. So, any particular reason why those specific models, anything like that?
Yeah, so I told you this earlier when we were talking about Justin Timberlake, the Air Jordan 3 Black Cement, the Flips
Flip.
Are my the favorite Air Jordan. Flips. The white flips are my favorite Air Jordan 3s, but the Black Cement 3s, there's just so much history behind it.
Dude, and you can't deny
that would be the first shoe that I would cop if I was given endless money. That's the first shoe that I would cop.
Mm-hmm.
The white flips, I've had them before, and I regretted letting them go the second I let them go.
I feel it.
After that, I said the Air Jordan 1 Black and White, the ones I'm wearing right now. These just have, the one specifically, my boy gave me the hookup on them. So I actually got these for cheaper, and they just go with everything.
Yeah, they do. Honestly, they just, like, they go with everything.
There's so many colorways of ones,
and
so I feel like it's such the most saturated Air Jordan shoe out there right now. And if you can find a clean color of Air Jordan 1s, just...
You got a cop.
Yeah.
For sure. What did I say? Metallic 5s. I own those. They're just a really clean shoe. I think the 5s model in general is really clean. If y'all don't know, it was actually designed after a fighter jet, right?
Yeah, with fighter jet. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was like one of the cleanest ones. Definitely had to be 5. Had to be on the list there. White Cement 4s, I just thought, like your 1s, they just go with everything. They're just super clean. I really like the 99s came out. Or is it 90, different year?
The Nike Retro 99.
Is it 99, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are just super wet. I have the ones from 2012, I believe, and it just doesn't compare. Like, those are super clean. I wish I could get a handle
having
on them.
Having Nike Air on the back means so much on these shoes.
Yeah, it really do, though. I said 3 was Royal 1s. I really need, they're on my shoe bucket list. I need a pair of Royal 1s. They're the cleanest ones to me. I just think the 1s are just, like the overall cleanest, like, classic-looking Jordan. And the Royal 1s are just like, I don't know, I just think blue has a very, like, different vibe when you see most Jordans that are red and stuff. So I just think it just brings a different aspect to your outfit. Royal ones, right? And just plain black and blue. Space Jams, I can't even. You have to have Space
that
Jams
was,
on your
that
list.
That was on both of our lists.
Yeah, that was on both of our lists. You got to have Space Jams on there.
Have you had a pair?
I've never had a pair.
I had two pairs of Space Jams. What? My aunt got me the ones that came out in 2009. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get more into, I think, we'll get more into it later, but I traded them for some SBs.
What?
Yeah, Nike SBs. For and sure. Then I ended up getting another pair back. Mm-hmm. Sometime a few years ago is the same 2009 pair.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Yeah, I just totally passed on them in 2009 for some reason. I really regret that. You know they're coming out this year.
They are, which is crazy. I'm because to get my hands on them. I'm thinking about how different life was in 2009 compared to this
that
year.
That was when the shoe game became really into the media.
When those Space Jams released, mm-hmm. I think that was the first release where a lot of people. Actually,
up and whatnot.
Lined up for it, and
because you got it, it's a Space Jam.
Yeah, the violence surrounding the Space Jams, that was really crazy.
Yeah.
From then, that's why my parents never wanted me to go camp out for shoes anymore.
Oh, for real?
Because of that.
Yeah, that was really bad.
So, to all those people that fought for shoes, y'all crazy, and y'all ruined it for everyone.
For real, though. For real. And one, I gotta say, I made this choice a long time ago. I had to have White Cement 3s. They're my favorite model and just colorway of the shoe. I just think it goes with everything, but it's just the whole model of it, the cement print, the fire red and the tongue and whatnot, it really pops. And it's just a really good shoe. But yeah, all right, next category, top five SBs, go.
All right, top five SBs. My number one of all time would have to be the Nike SB De La Soul High, the first original De La Soul High. Second would be the Tiff Lowe's, mm-hmm. Tiffany Lowe's. Third would be the Newcastle's. You heard of those? Yes, the Newcastle Lowe's. Mm-hmm. Fourth, MF Dooms. Five,
which time do I have?
7 seconds. Five. I go with Hawaii's.
Hawaii's. Yeah. I feel it. Exactly 30 seconds flat. That's what's up. All right. My turn.
All
right.
Go ahead.
SBs, right? All right. Yeah. Sure.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Five. Definitely got to be probably the Heinekens. I really, those are really clean to me. The green, red. Four would have to be the Royal J-Packs. Those, because they just emulate the Royal ones.
Yeah.
Number three have to be the Pigeons. Gotta go with the Pigeons. Those are clean. Two would be Tiffs. And one would definitely be the White Supremes.
White Supremes. I didn't even... he got that in 2008. I didn't even think about the Supremes.
Supremes.
I always forget about those when it comes to SBs.
Those are super clean. Dang. Oh, my God. If I can get a hand on there, the cement with the blue, I just never really seen that up until... Well, they have like threes right now that are black and blue. They're pretty much the blue version of black cement threes, but I never really seen that when the model came out with the whole white and on the blue with the cement print. So that was really clean to me.
So clean.
Can you you want to elaborate on any of your choices?
Yeah, totally. I'm elaborating on all my choices. First off, I love Nike SBs. I remember growing up, everyone was getting into Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started in the shoe game, I started with Jordans because my aunt was working at Champs and she would get me discounts. And so I was like, for sure, I'm going to get my hands on these Jordans. Mm-hmm. The 09 Space Jams were the ones that I really like cemented my place. Like that's where I knew I was like, I really want to get into shoes. But when the market for Jordans started getting more saturated,
mm-hmm.
that's when I was like, I want Nike SBs. Because the market for that, I think now it's really a lot of different weird...
It's pretty saturated, but then it was pretty exclusive.
Yeah.
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 Definitely.
But the De La Soul is my favorite Nike SB of all time. Of all the SBs I named, I've owned all of them except the De La Soul.
Really?
Yeah. So the Tiffs, the Newcastles,
mm-hmm.
the... What else did I say? The Tiffs, Newcastles... Well, out of all those, the De La Soul Highs I've never owned.
Yeah.
And De La Soul, if you don't know, he's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And he was coming up at the same time that A Tribe Called Quest was coming up. Yeah. And they were really affiliated, part of the same music collective. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, if they had A Tribe Called Quest, Nike SBs, I'd be on those. But they don't. So that's why I'm on the De La Soul ones.
Sure.
The Tiffs, when I had them, when I let them go, first off, let me tell you that story. That was the saddest day of my life.
For real?
And I let them go because I told myself that I wasn't going to get any females if I didn't have a car. I had all these shoes, but I didn't have a car. So I ended up selling my shoe collection to get a car.
Damn.
And
that's crazy.
The Newcastles, the colorway is just so clean, I think. Mm-hmm. The Newcastles is probably one of the cleanest colorways that I've ever seen. MF Dooms.
The MF Dooms, that's what I remember.
MF Dooms, the thing about those is that they light up in 3M. So when you take a picture, they flash back at you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that is just so clean to me. And the shoe, if you can Google it, MF Doom Nike SBs, I mean, that's, it's a beautiful shoe. Yeah. It's something that you won't really see on any other shoes. And the colorway is a bit weird, but it kind of goes with everything.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
And then lastly was the Hawaiis. I've had Hawaiis. Oh, so I haven't had MF Dooms either.
Oh, for sure.
But I've had Hawaiis, Tiffs, and Newcastles. And the Hawaiis, they are, I mean, I just like the state of Hawaii itself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the shoe is black and like almost a blood orange.
Yeah.
And I just like how it looks like a sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty clean. That's what's up. For sure. Trying to go on to the next category.
Yeah, I got you.
For sure. All right. Top five streetwear brands. Go.
Supreme.
Uh-huh.
Bape.
Yee.
We'll go with, I'll say Adidas. Does Adidas. That count?
Yeah, yeah.
Adidas counts. Will count. And then
athletic brands count.
What other brands count?
Yeah, 8 seconds, bro.
Nike, I guess. And what's one of my favorites? Pink Dolphin? I don't know. Right.
30 seconds up. Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to replace Pink Dolphin with Diamond.
For sure. Yeah. All right, my turn.
Yes.
Let's go.
Go ahead.
Five would definitely be Supreme. Fourth would probably be it's a good one. I want to say I don't know. I'm gonna skip that. Three, I'm gonna say Bape. That was really clean. Bape as well. Two, I want to say just anything H&M, because I really am an advocate for H&M clothing. And one would definitely be Stussy. I really mess with Stussy like from the get-go, and that was really good.
Yeah, Stussy. Yeah,
they come out with good, really good stuff.
Stussy's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I like when they have warehouse sales.
Yeah, when everything's like 70% off or something like that.
Have you been to the recent one in San Jose?
Mm-mm,
they always have those in San Jose for some reason.
They usually have it around my area in South City,
mm-hmm.
at South City High School, and it's like twice a year. So like that's the only time I go.
Yeah, I think they do the same thing at in Milpitas High School.
For real?
Because my boy used to go there.
Yeah.
And he would tell us, he didn't get into streetwear until he was one of those late bloomers.
Yeah.
So I remember he never told us about these warehouse sales until his senior year, because he didn't get into fashion until his senior year. So
I feel it. Yeah. That's what's up. What did I say again? Oh yeah. Bape, Supreme, Stussy and all that. Like they just all have this common like minimalist, like they can be loud and they can pull off a lot of simple minimalist things. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think they all have in common. And H&M is just cool everyday wear. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I completely agree. I have a bunch of H&M pieces at home.
Definitely. So, for sure. Try to do one more?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, all right. Let's do top five music artists with the best fashion sense.
Ooh.
Starting now.
Pharrell.
Yee.
And then Pharrell, we have, what's his name? Drake. Kanye West, of course. And Justin Timberlake. I have to say those two. And who would be last? Honestly, I think the Biebs dresses the pretty nice.
Yeah, Justin now Bieber. Lately, he's been dressing pretty nice. Yeah,
and his... Have you seen his merch? His merchandise for Purpose? Oh, my goodness.
Is it clean?
It is pretty... It's really different from... Because I guess he's revamped his image as a musician.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's so no more like pop icon influence. It's like more of a musician influence. And it's very clean. You could see the Kanye influence.
Yeah, you can.
In his Purpose merchandise. It's pretty crazy.
I feel it. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, show. My turn?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go.
Go ahead.
Five would have to be, I want to say, Jay Ant, Bay Area artist. Four would have to be Bryson Tiller. Three, ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
Two would have to be a mix between Chris Brown and Pharrell. And then one had to be Kanye. Yeah. Obviously Kanye.
Yeah, man, you know he did that in 20 seconds.
Dang, that's what's up. For sure. So on that note, we're going to take another short musical break, handpicked by our guest today, musically inclined DJ Live. And the song is called All My Friends by, what is it, DJ?
It's by Snake Hips, and it features Tinashe and Chance the Rapper.
For sure. Yeah, so we'll get into that. Make sure y'all stick around for the rest of this interview. Be right back.
Had to rest in peace, the recipe. The rest of us praying at the sand. Don't leave a tan if you're up right now. Hope you hear what I'm saying. Hope you hear what I'm saying.
All my friends are wasted. I get lonely sometimes when the angels on my shoulder slumber, and I'm stuck here with the vultures hissing and circling. You didn't call me.
I'm
Hey, welcome back, y'all. Tune into Laced Up. I'm your host, DJ Presto, here on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you again for tuning in. I got my boy here, fellow Penguin Radio DJ, DJ Live.
Say what's up to him. Yo, what up?
Hey. So, we're talking a little bit about streetwear, you know, his perspective on it and stuff. And your show is about music, though, right?
Yeah.
And that's like your main focus. That's something you're equally as passionate about. Do you think, relating it back to the subject of this show, which is streetwear, do you think hip hop and streetwear have, you know, always kind of had a connection?
Yeah. One of the biggest reasons why I had like Nike and Adidas and those sports brands in as one of my favorite streetwear brands is because I really feel like hip hop, especially of the 90s and the late 80s, you had people like Run DMC pushing Adidas heavy.
Yeah.
And you have people like Pharrell and Kanye West now pushing Adidas heavy.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other artists. I mean, you've never seen this before, music artists being signed to sports.
Yeah.
Like companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, Drake has a deal
with Jordan. Yeah.
And he has his own shoes. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty crazy.
So hip hop and streetwear, yes, I think it is interconnected. I really think streetwear came from the culture that hip hop created.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. I can agree more. Are there any trends or brands you've noticed that are like super popular now because of hip hop music?
Adidas for sure. I don't know anyone that would be buying. When Kanye West moved to Adidas blew up.
Yeah.
And definitely. I didn't see a lot of Adidas on the street until he moved on to Adidas. Another one I think is Puma. Interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
Rihanna.
You've seen Rihanna and Travis Scott's work with Puma. Kylie Jenner is getting, and she's kind of, I mean, not really in the music world, but
she's involved.
In it, sort of, and so Puma is definitely a big one.
Yeah.
What else?
I've seen a lot of Bape.
Bape is a huge one, and I grew up listening to Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
And so, you know. Hater just mad because I got me some Bathing Apes, so.
Yep, that's what's up right there.
Exactly.
Winding down to the tail end of this last show here. A few final questions for you. Do you think that, you know, the way someone dresses says a lot about their identity?
I do. Just because, well, it really depends on who you are as a person.
Yeah.
If you're into fashion or not.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell who the people are that are into fashion and who the people aren't who isn't into fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if being into fashion or not being into fashion is part of your identity. And so when you can see that someone took the time to pick their outfit and actually see how pieces go together.
For sure.
It just goes as part of their character, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you see someone put on a lazy outfit, all monochromatic or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they're definitely just doing their own thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. So what would you say the way you dress is about your identity?
I'm probably that same way. I just do my own thing. Mm-hmm. I try not to. I mean, I'm with the trends and I'm with my classics. Like, for example, if I had a chance to get a pair of Jordans or a pair of Yeezys, I would always go for the pair of Jordans. Yeah. But it depends which Jordan it is, but for the most part, generally I would go for the pair of Jordans.
Yeah, I feel it.
Because of the history behind it. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I think the way I dress is also a statement from the time when I was born.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I rock jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Lately I've been rocking jerseys. Like today I'm rocking my Bulls jersey with the Scottie Pippen, and when I was growing up he was on the Trailblazers, and that's when I was a Laker fan. Mm-hmm. I know you don't do yeah, sports don't much, really but sports. But it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel it. That's what's up. Thank you again though for just taking time out of your busy day to be here on my show today. Thank you, Penguin Radio, for giving us this opportunity to just be on the air with y'all. Yes. And have y'all listen to us talk about something we're both very, very passionate about. Thank you again for tuning in, whether this was your first time or this is a, you know, you've been a supporter, a regular listener lately. But thank you again for tuning in this semester. This is the last show of Laced Up. I'm your host, DJ Presto. And this is radio.dominican.edu. Thank you so much again. I'll see y'all.